With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures titled Be Frugal, It Begins at Our Table.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We have enough food to feed the world twice over. Right now, even, if we don't feed all the food to the animals. Yes, you know that. The real problem is our meat consumption, the tendency of mass killing that we have made a part of our lives, and we look at it as a normal life. It is not normal. It's not normal that we cause suffering to others who has feeling and who shed red blood and call that a food, or earn a living. We cannot earn a living or sustain a living by death. Meat consumption is the way of not just cruelty, but of waste on unimaginable, gross scale. To illustrate, let's compare a meat eater to a vegan. One meat eater requires 2 hectares, that's 4 acres of land, to support him. But that same 2 hectares or 4 acres of land could support the healthy lifestyle of 80 vegans. Compare that. Now, let's look at water. A meat eater uses up 15,000 liters of water per day because of the meat diet, which is 15 times as much water as a vegan would use. Because we use a lot of water to raise cattle and to wash them, to clean them, etc. And to water the crops that feed the animals as well. So we use a lot of water just for one piece of meat. Now, there is also a dramatic difference in terms of emissions from the diet. The meat-based diet's emissions is equivalent to driving a car 4,758 kilometers. That is 17 times the emissions for an organic vegan diet, which is equivalent to only 281 kilometers. In other words, an organic vegan diet produces 94% less emissions than a meat-based diet. 94% less emission, huh? So if we just choose a vegan diet, we will save the world in no time. 94% less pollution emission from a vegan diet compared to a meat diet. Huh? Now, vegans also save immeasurable pollution costs, energy costs, resource costs, disease treatment costs, global warming costs, tax costs, plus the emotional costs related to the sorrow and suffering of the people. That is much more than money or anything we can imagine of. Now added together, the impact of a meat-eating population is just unimaginably huge and wrong. Whereas the impact of a vegan population always comes out to be a tiny fraction of the meat-eater's terrible impact. So if we don't eliminate meat consumption, we could never reach even a low, low impact on the environment, no matter what else we do. We must stop the most inefficient, unsustainable, lives-destroying practice of murdering animals and stop it now. Stop it yesterday. The animal meat industry has to go, be it animals from the air, the land, or the sea. Can we imagine, huh? The animals, they just fly in the air. They don't even touch us. They don't do anything to us. We shoot them down. We trap them, drag them home, and eat. We call that food. The fish swimming in the sea, mind his own business. Do nothing harm to us, ever. Don't even know us, don't even see us. We net them up, suffocate them, drag them to our table, and we call that food. That fish might have a lot of babies waiting for him. That bird might have a lot of babies waiting for her. And the land animals, they have not been so many. It's just we breed them, meaning inviting them to our planet. Now, if we invite somebody to our home, what do we call this person? A guest, no? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Now we invite these poor, innocent animals to our planet, and then we torture them all their miserable lives, confine them in a little cage that they could not even turn around all their life, including pregnant animals, including little baby animals. We invite them to our planet by breeding them, by inseminating, by using all kind of techniques to invite them to our planet. Then we torture them, molesting them, suffocate them, and murder them en masse. What kind of hosts are we? What kind of hosts are we? Why do we invite them here and treat them thus? If somebody invites us to their home and treated us like that, imagine how we feel. Imagine if we are in the position of that confined pig or chained cow or suffocating chickens or ducks in overcrowded animal factory. Imagine it's us, then you understand what I'm talking about. We have to stop all this cruelty because we're civilized, humane people. We are civilized. We are educated. We are religious. We have been taught by all the gracious prophets since times immemorial to be a dignified human being. So we have to stop all this mass murdering. The animals from air, from land, or from sea, from anywhere at all. That's the only way we can and should develop sustainably for our children and grandchildren and future generations. That's the only way we should develop. And after all, the vegan way of building society is the most befitting to the human standard of compassion. It is truly the way of most peaceful, paradise-like, children of God-like civilizations, because we save lives. Not only we save the animals, we save our lives, we save the lives of the world, of the people in the world. Then we are heroes. The planets that were saved from destruction, like Venus, were saved because their societies became vegan. I mean the one that are saved. That I mentioned, the four Venuses, only two of them are saved because their societies became vegan. The other two Venuses were destroyed. One is completely gone. One is boiling hot, uninhabitable, because they have not been vegan. The two Venuses are saved because they have become vegan. Many planets that did not survive, like Mars, perished with meat still in their mouth, between their teeth. So it is up to us. So, if we alone are vegan, we ourselves will change, at least. And if there are enough of us, our society will change. You know how it changed your life, yes, the vegan diet. We become smarter, more sensitive, more compassionate, more considerate to other people and environment and animals around us. We became a different person. And we are happy to become so different, yes. If everyone in the society become vegan, we will develop in an incredible way as a whole planet in the universe. And that time, there will be no limit to our spiritual development and even our social, technological, material development once we turn to our compassionate, God-like nature. Everything else will naturally be built on this new foundation. And the correct foundation, the only foundation we should have, of loving kindness. And the society will develop itself and manage itself accordingly, in peace, wisdom, compassion, and dignified coexistence among all living beings. Thank you, Mr. Haryanto.
Thank you, Mr.
Please advise your clients to do the same.我的徒弟今天下午跟我讲，师父，我们世界如果斗圣中修观音法门的话，哎呀，一定没有战争啊，没有饿啊，没有什么，我们互相帮忙，我们工作很快，我们互相信任，一定世界变成天堂啊，我同意。因为每个人真正的修观音法门的时候，即使说要求什么都有，不过我们要求很小，就很贫瘠的那种灾难的情况。 我们要求非常小，越来越没什么要求。我们有钩，我们工作钩钱用，吃书很便宜，然后我们自己那个赚够钱用。那我们四五阶嘛，就不想偷啊，不贪心啊，不占人家先生太太，那好不吃肉，不喝酒，不打麻将什么，那钱用到哪里去嘛？吃又越来越小啊。 那个收费越来越小，我每天工作完了就有时间就打坐，去哪里吃喝玩乐，没有钱，那么不花钱呢、啊，吃素又很便宜。工作衣服简单，生活简单，都有工作打坐，没有去做什么吃坏事，没有打架，没什么，根本不用持戒，自然也会持戒这样。哎，工作完就回去打坐，然后就去共修，去听师父录音带教理，没有时间做坏事。 根本不想，不过，这是我的梦啊，我的梦，能不能成真就是上帝的意思。如果全世界能够修观音法门，或是半世界修观音法门的人，就可以帮助世界很多。我们那个可以融入一些很大的那种科学家了。 很大的那种医学家了，他们有一些人发明很多好的工具，可以救人的病，任何病都可以治的，这个是有了。不过因为他缺少那个经济的方面，缺少人拥护，有时候他发展不起来。有一些人科学家，他发明很多好好的机器，可以利用利益很多人，很快很快就缺少人拥护，很多人嫉妒他。 把他的计划破坏，所以他也发展不起来。如果任何人都有那种修行观音法门的精神，都拥护别人，无私无我贡献给社会，全部为了事后上帝，为了事后人民的话，任何人才华怎么样都会发展，任何的科学家都可以发明他的机器，实验他的机器，然后事后人民。
任何的医生可以发明很多药疗，很多工具可以治百病这样子。所以我们世间又一边修行，又有好的文明的东西可以治病，可以帮助生活舒服。我认为我们根本不想去涅槃，任何涅槃我们都不想去了。这个是我一个梦啊，不过说不定它会变成真的，有你们加实力，大家加实力，一定会成。
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Thank you, Earth Protective viewers, for your presence for this series of Between Master and Disciples titled Be Frugal, It Begins at Our Table. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. We wish you a joyous and peaceful weekend.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.